Imagine getting hired by like a top-tier tech company. You go through this state-of-the-art mindfulness-based training academy.
Sounds pretty good so far.
Right. But then on your very first day of work, they hand you a heavy wrench, tell you you're working 100 hours a week, and your bed is, well, it's literally in a freezing, incredibly noisy construction zone.
Yeah, that is a hard pass.
Totally. Well, welcome to the modern US Navy. Today we're doing a deep dive into longitudinal data from 1980 all the way to 2024 to figure out this massive paradox. Our mission is to uncover why today's highly trained, modernized recruits are basically experiencing a total morale collapse the second they join the fleet.
It really is a striking paradox when you look at the numbers.
Okay, let's unpack this because the Navy in the 1980s was a completely different beast.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you had this massive force back then, over 530,000 sailors. And boot camp was defined by, very abrasive, in-your-face indoctrination.
Like the drill instructor screaming in the movies.
Exactly. Lots of yelling, breaking you down. But the military eventually realized that this industrial era approach, it just wasn't producing the kind of adaptable sailor they needed for modern computerized warfare.
Right. It's less like an industrial assembly line now and more like a almost like a modern sports science academy.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And what's fascinating here is how much they emphasize what they call warrior toughness. Recruits are actually taught cognitive reframing and mind fitness to regulate their stress.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Like mindfulness training.
Literally, yes. They even run them through a 12-hour high-fidelity simulator. It's called Battle Stations 21, just to test these exact skills in a controlled professional environment.
Okay, wait, I'm confused. If they are explicitly trained in mindfulness, to view stress as a challenge rather than a threat, shouldn't they handle fleet life far better than some recruit from 1985?
Well, you would certainly think so, but the environment they step into just completely shatters the promises made during recruitment. So the Navy shrank from nearly 600 ships in the 80s down to under 300 today. But the operational tempo, like the actual amount of missions and patrols they're running, that actually went up by 15%.
Oh, wow. So you have half the ships doing more work.
Yes, and with far fewer people. I mean, the Navy is currently short about 22,000 sailors right now.
That's a massive shortfall.
It is. And to mask that gap, they use these administrative formulas called calculation rules. Basically, it's a spreadsheet trick that artificially plugs holes. It forces a brand new, unqualified recruit to do the job of a seasoned veteran just to make the readiness numbers look good on paper.
So the kid who's supposed to be like fixing the radar
That's
or
also pulling overnight guard duty, yeah, and sweeping the decks. And because they're down so many people, that translates directly into grueling 100-hour work weeks.
That is insane. So boot camp builds these highly resilient modern sailors, but the moment they graduate, they're hit with an impossible workload. And here's where it gets really interesting for you listening. Imagine your employer pushing mobile apps and resilience training instead of just giving you a decent bed. Because their physical living conditions completely undermine the Navy's own marketing about providing a high quality of service.
Oh, the physical neglect is staggering. The investigation into the USS George Washington during its shipyard maintenance period is probably the most tragic example.
What happened there?
Well, you had sailors having to walk an hour from remote parking lots just to get to their ship.
An hour just from the parking lot.
Yeah. And there was no healthy food anywhere within a 20-minute radius. Plus, they were literally living inside a freezing, incredibly loud construction zone aboard the ship. It got so bad that sailors were resorting to sleeping in their cars just to find a quiet place to rest.
That blows my mind. You join the military and you end up sleeping in your sedan.
And when they do sleep on the ship, their bodies are just giving out. The average sailor on a surface ship gets just 5.25 hours of sleep a night. And the military's own data shows that this level of prolonged sleep deprivation causes cognitive impairment comparable to being legally intoxicated.
Intoxicated while operating military equipment.
Exactly. Yet, when the Government Accountability Office audited the situation, they found absolutely zero funding, none allocated to improve fleet mattresses.
Are you kidding? Zero funding. So the Navy rolls out all these modern retention initiatives like that Sailor 2025 program, which gives sailors, mobile apps to manage their careers and expands leave time.
Right. But an app on your phone doesn't fix systemic physical neglect. A software update doesn't make a freezing shipyard warm.
Exactly. And the financial cost of ignoring this has to be huge.
It's massive. Because of this extreme disconnect between training and reality, 37% of recruits leave before their first term even ends. That turnover costs the Navy over $400 million every single year.
Over $400 million. And you have to think about who these recruits are today, right? Modern Gen Z sailors are constantly comparing their sleep-deprived reality to the civilian lives of their friends.
Oh, absolutely.
They see it in real time on social media. They see the gap instantly.
Right. So if the military's slick marketing continues to clash with its industrial-era working conditions, you have to wonder, how long can an all-volunteer force survive without fundamentally redesigning the physical day-to-day existence of its service members? It's definitely something to think about.